Bem-vindo ao podcast Inglês para Avançados da Transparent Language.
All right, we've already talked about love in the podcasts, but as it is such a universal topic, I'm going to show you a very common situation with new expressions for you to learn, okay? I have this friend, Victor. Victor is a very shy and quiet guy. We were at this party and I noticed that he was feeling kind of sad, kind of lonely. I asked him, "What's eating you?" Which means basically, "What's bothering you?" He tried to pretend everything was fine, but I told him that whatever it was, he could get it off his chest. He could tell me honestly what was happening. Turns out Victor works in the same building as this girl, who by the way was at the party too, and he had been trying to meet her for so long. And now that he had the chance, he didn't have the guts. He didn't have the courage to do so. I just told him to go and give it a shot. You only live once, right? Victor said that she wouldn't be caught dead with him. I mean, she would never agree to go out with him or be seen with him. I thought that was rather pessimistic and told him to bite the bullet, to make the decision quickly, and walk over there and talk to her. Why put it off? Delay until later, when they might hit it off, get along with each other immediately. He said, "That'll be the day." And he meant that that was never gonna happen to him anyway. So I cheered him up a bit. I made him enthusiastic, and he decided to go over to the girl and talk to her. He took the initiative and introduced himself. I told him that she was bound to recognize him, meaning that she would definitely recognize him, and if he passed up this chance, he'd never forgive himself. Well, I left the party early, and I don't know what happened, but I wish Victor the best of luck.